Yeah, so one of the things that struck me just following on from what was said was what we see within, if it is of the proprium, can only be seen from what is of the Lord in us. So often we will, so in this work, you can be caught in the trap of seeing this activity, our mental activity, seeing its quality, which isn't that great, and thinking that there's something wrong internally. Whereas in actual fact, what we're looking at is the external. And the appearances is that we're looking at something within us, but actually the what is within us is actually doing the looking. And that's an important point to remember, because it is what is of the heavenly proprium, or another term for that is conscience, a genuine conscience, which actually gives us the capacity to see. So the seeing of that sort of thing is always the Lord doing the seeing and giving it to us as if it was our own. The thing not to do, if we can avoid it, is not to identify with what is of the proprium as being of ourself, so that it is a work of just observing, seeing it, acknowledging it for what it is, and trusting in the Lord for the power to shun it. So there's a process there, but if we get absorbed in what's appearing, if we get absorbed into the negative state and identify with it as coming from us as opposed to coming from the hells, then we're going to be stuck in it for a while, at least until we get clear of it and able to see it from what truths teach. So only truths can see what is evil and false. What is evil and false cannot see what is good and true. Yeah, so it's just, I think, just a word of encouragement that the seeing is actually things working as they should.